All right. Thanks, David. Thanks, Charles. Both of you. Always awesome to hear all this great music on a Sunday. I'm going to start off with, I think this is mostly instrumental track from Cha-Cha-Cha, the film, music by Iqbal Qureshi. Sorry for talking over the last little bit of that song. That was good stuff. Start with a soundtrack from the 60s, composed by Iqbal Qureshi, a movie called Cha-Cha-Cha. I've never actually seen the film. I think it's a little bit more of a rare 60s treat. But anyway, this one scene features Helen, the famous cabaret dancer girl that appeared in so many Bollywood films and had so much style and charisma. That's Helen. And you can look her up, Google, Wikipedia, her Helen of Bollywood 60s fame. Pretty awesome, sort of one-of-a-kind Bollywood star. And the song's called Cha-Cha-Cha. And stay tuned for a special exclusive interview with Shorov, a.k.a. the Tiger of the Bombay Royale. On If Music Could Talk, this is WRIR 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio.
And all the others, please go to your seats. Thank you very much. Thank you. We'll be right back. जजेस की रिपोर्ट के मुताबिक फाइनल कंपटीशन में दो पेयर सिलेक्ट हुए हैं, मेरी चैम्बर्स एंड पूरन वर्सेस एडवीना एंड विलियम। बाकी सब पेयर फ्लोर खाली कर दें। थैंक यू। साइलेंस साइलेंस प्लीज साइलेंस।
James, the gardener guy. When it comes to watering trees, shrubs, and potted plants, you can apply water directly to the roots with low-volume drip irrigation, and use grass clippings or mulch around flowers and shrubs to reduce water evaporation and keep weeds from growing. A public service of the American Public Gardens Association and Rainbird Corporation.
Thank you. चल तेरे मेरे प्यार के चर्चे हर जबान पर, सबको मालूम है और सबको खबर हो गई। आजकल तेरे मेरे प्यार के चर्चे हर जबान पर,
अच्छा?
सबको मालूम है और सबको खबर हो गई। तो प्यार में ऐसा काम कर लिया, प्यार की राह में अपना नाम कर लिया। हमने तो प्यार में ऐसा काम कर लिया, प्यार की राह में अपना नाम कर लिया। प्यार की राह में अपना नाम कर लिया। आजकल तेरे मेरे प्यार के चर्चे हर जबान पर, सबको मालूम है और सबको खबर हो गई।
Thank you. ये चेहरा ये जुल्फे ये आँखें ये दिल है ये धड़कन ये सांसें
ये हाथी
ये बंदर
ये टाइगर टाइगर
ये साथी
हाँ हाँ जो बोलू वो बोलो ये बोली सिखा दो जानू जानू बाहों में नरमी सासों में गर्मी चढ़ती जवानी धड़कन दीवानी जो बोलो वो बोलो ये बोली सिखा तू जानू
This is Shirov from the Bombay Royale, otherwise known as The Tiger. You are listening to WRIR Richmond Independent Radio on 97.3. Rawr! We'll be right back.
Yeah, that was Monkey Fight Snake, the first track on the Bombay Royale's new album, You, Me, Bullets, Love, on Hope Street Records, came out just this past month, May, early May. And now we're going to hear a special exclusive interview with one of the vocalists of the Bombay Royale, the Tiger, a.k.a. Shorov Bhattacharya. It was recorded just this past week with Shorov on Skype, and really, really lucky to have been able to talk to him. This is a pretty cool group, really cool group, and a very cool album. So we'll be hearing more from that album, and lots of conversation with Shorov coming up right now here on If Music Could Talk. This is WRIR LP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio.
Hello.
Hello, is this Shorov?
Yes, it is. Hello, Carl. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
Good. So it's 10 a.m. there in Melbourne, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. My interest in what you're doing goes pretty deep. What I sort of focus on is a lot of music from around the world, especially Bollywood music. And I just found out about you guys recently. Is this your first album, the Bombay Royale, You, Me, Bullets, Love, is the title of the album, right?
Yeah, that's right. That's the title of the album. That's great, Carl, by the way, to hear about what you're doing there. That's fantastic. That is our first album. It's our debut album.
Uh-huh. And is that's on Hope Street Recordings?
Yeah, that's right. That's the name of our label.
Okay. And is that distributed worldwide now?
Yeah, it has been released for a couple of weeks now in the US, in the UK, most of Europe. It's available on all the iTunes stores there. It's also shipping on CD and LP out to the US and those places. So it's out worldwide as of now.
Yeah, that's great. And it's been out for how long? A couple months?
No, it's only been a couple of weeks, really.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, middle of May. It just came out, really. Yeah, so we're excited. It's just come out.
Yeah. Well, I'm excited, too. I actually just got a copy of it last week, and I already played, of course, I had to start by playing Jaan Pe Hai Jaan Ho, because that's one of the most recognizable tunes for most people who may not be steeped in the Bollywood and Hindi soundtrack genre. But you, I would assume, are. You guys, before I get too far ahead of myself, the Bombay Royale is actually a pretty large group, is that right?
Yeah, it is. It is quite large. Well, there's 11 of us. So myself and Parvin, two singers. We've got four people in the horn section, and then your rhythm section: drums, guitar, bass, keyboard. We've got a guy called Josh Bennett, otherwise known as the Jewel Thief, who plays sitar and tabla. it's a sizable group, and it's a really good sort of stage presence having us all up there.
Yeah. I mean, you've got a sitar player. That's Josh Bennett, the Jewel Thief. You mentioned. You all kind of have aliases. That kind of goes with sort of the '60s and '70s Bollywood tradition in some ways, right?
Yeah, well, I think it's a little bit of something that we came up with ourselves as well. So we started off doing it for ourselves, and then we took on those characters and started to inhabit them a little bit more on stage. And now it's become quite an integral part of our live performance. You know, we go on stage, we dress up in those characters. They all have their own backstories, and we all really enjoy that aspect of the live performance. So.
Yeah,
it's a lot of fun.
How did this group form? Are you the band leader of the Bombay Royale?
No, I'm not. Andy Williamson, who's the saxophonist, otherwise known as the Skipper, he also arranges a lot of the music and does a lot of the writing as well.
Right.
He put this together. It's probably 2 years ago now. 2.5 years ago, he had the idea, and he arranged a lot of the old tracks from the 60s and 70s, not just the well-known ones, obscure ones too, that he'd gone and researched and found. And it started off as being, playing covers. And he went and found all of us through the sort of,
the network here in Melbourne and put it all together. And then once we did get together, we all loved it and we really bought into it. Now we, you know, the rest of the band's very much involved, both creatively and in other ways. But it was initially Andy who was the guy who did it, you know, did that first step.
Yeah. And arranged a lot of the first tunes that you guys were playing also.
That's right, yeah. So he sat down and arranged all that old stuff by ear from often very scratchy recordings. So it was a, you know, it was a real mammoth effort.
Yeah, yeah. And you're the vocalist, also known as the Tiger.
That's right, yeah. So I'm known as the Tiger. I'm the male vocalist. Parvin is known as the Mysterious Lady, and she's the female vocalist. So we're the two vocalists in the band.
Yeah, that's Parvin Singh. I forgot to mention her at the beginning. So the two vocalists would be Shorov Bhattacharya and Parvin Singh. And you're listening to an interview with the Bombay Royale talking about their new album just came out, You, Me, Bullets, Love. We'll hear another one off of that album, just a little bit of maybe an excerpt of this next song. This is the title track, You, Me, Bullets, Love by the Bombay Royale.
सब तेरा प्यार दीवाना पिस्तौल में गोली रहते हैं तेरा मेरा मेरा तेरा तक तक हो जाए इसी तरफ सारा देखना
kind of crowds are showing up for your shows? Do you have a big fan base that's sort of spread out culturally and just about everybody, I'm assuming, is kind of curious about what you're doing?
That's right, yeah. That's one of the things we really love about it, that we are getting a real mix of people, a real melting pot of people coming to our shows. You know, you've got, I guess, people from India or from that background who are familiar with the music, but they're in the minority. I would say most people are, as you say, just the kind of people who love to, you know, listen to new things, and they often come out with a bit of a blank slate. They don't really know where we're coming from, musically speaking. But yeah, it's gratifying to see that a lot of them really do love it, and it's all you know, very upbeat. It's all party music. It's all we try to, you know, because the lyrics aren't understood by most people, we have to kind of let the music speak for itself, and we try to draw people into our vision of, you know, the vintage Bollywood thing. And you know, obviously it's not for everyone, but a lot of people really do surprise themselves, I guess, by really loving this music.
Yeah. Could you describe maybe what an audience member would experience by attending a Bombay Royale show? Are there lights? Are you using clips from old films? Are you dressing the parts?
Absolutely, all of those things. In fact, first of all, it's you know, the whole thing is a show. We always will put the music first, but we do spend a lot of time on getting the live performance right and making that a real show for people. So we're all in costume. So you're seeing. You're seeing every color under the sun on stage. You're seeing the skipper in full naval regalia with sunglasses on. The tiger and the mysterious lady are decked out in, you know, bright Indian outfits. You've got the horn section wearing various types of costumes, short shorts and saris and, you know, smuggler outfits. And everyone's dressed up and the band's in masks. So there's also that sort of sense of mystery to it all. People come out and we hit it straight away, you know. So we'll sort of start off with a big track and there's a lot of movement, a lot of color. We'll take a break at a certain point and the mysterious lady will even sort of teach some dance moves. So we really want to get the crowd involved and they love that. They respond to that. And then, as you said, we do have, at various times, other things going on, like we often do play clips behind us or on the big screens while we perform. It just, you know, visually gives a good bit of context. We've got our own dancers coming on board now and then now, so we'll have dancers, sort of go-go dancers almost, but in Bollywood style on either side of the stage. So, you know, you're coming along and you're getting a big show. You're getting something very different. You can guarantee you wouldn't have seen this kind of thing before. You know, you're not going to be bored. And yeah. Of course, music. So, you know, at the end of the day, this is all a vehicle for us to play some really great music and get you dancing. You know,
yeah.
Because that's the effect that we have.
पहचान हो जीना आसान हो जान पहचान हो जीना आसान हो दिल को चुराने वालों आंख न चुराओ नाम तो बताओ जान पहचान हो जीना आसान हो जान पहचान हो जीना आसान हो दिल को चुराने वालों आंख न चुराओ नाम तो बताओ जान पहचान हो जीना आसान हो किसी के बुलाए फिर से ना आएगी या किसी के बुलाए फिर से ना आएगी या किसी के बुलाए जान पहचान हो जीना आसान हो जान पहचान हो जीना आसान हो दिल को चुराने वालों आंख ना चुराओ नाम तो बताओ जान पहचान हो जीना आसान हो Oh
Yeah, that's Jan Pehchanho, Mohammed Rafi, from the Gumnam soundtrack composed by Shankar Jaikishan. And last week, or actually 2 weeks ago, I played the Bombay Royale's version of that song, Jan Pehchanho. So that was the original there. And we're going to continue the interview with Shorov of the Bombay Royale right now. And stay tuned. We got a whole nother hour of great music coming up at 8 o'clock. So thanks for tuning in. This is If Music Could Talk.
My own personal experience, I always kind of almost lament that the 60s and 70s era of Hindi cinema is over already. Like I was sort of, sometimes I feel like I was born too late, because this new stuff is so much different in some ways. You guys are drawing from composers like R.D. Burman, Kalyanji Anandji, Lakshmikant Pyarelal. Did you personally grow up with some of these songs? What's your connection to this music?
Well, this is all the kind of music that my parents' generation listened to. So, you know, back in those days, film music was probably even bigger than it is now, because people didn't have as much access to other music. So this was the stuff that was just always playing in the markets and in the rickshaws, and people playing it at home on their phonograms. And I remember growing up and listening to this stuff on the stereo in my family home, you know, even though I grew up here in Australia. So it was very much a part of my childhood. And so when I heard Andy, you know, the first time he kind of pulled these songs out and we started playing them live, it was a fantastic experience for me. I already knew a lot of these songs, you know, even though it's a generation back, they were so popular and they're still well known, you know. So even kids, younger kids nowadays, will actually know a lot of these old songs. That a lot of them have been remixed, so maybe because of that, but they've just really, they've been played so much, they've sunk into the consciousness, you know, in popular Indian culture so much that at least the classics, things like Dum Bharo Dum, I mean, everybody knows that song. So, yeah, absolutely. It's the same thing with Parvin. We both, we're the guys in the band, I guess, apart from Andy, who were actually familiar with the music, but not the others so much.
Yeah. Well, I mean, from a musical standpoint, it's just brilliant stuff, and any musician can hear that immediately. But as far as party music goes, it's also just, you know, some of the best stuff that you could really play at a party, in my opinion.
Yeah.
guess you've probably also noticed that there's quite a few remakes of those old movies, or at least some of those songs are popping up again, like Om Shanti Om in the movie, the Shah Rukh movie that included that original. Why didn't anyone do what you guys are doing already? You guys are like the first to really full on do this, and it's so amazing.
Thank you for the kind words. The question that you pose is a good one. We're not sure ourselves. it is something that we was, I guess, surprised that no one has been playing this stuff live, because as you say, both from a musical and just pure entertainment viewpoint, this stuff rocks on stage, you know. So maybe part of it is that that tradition isn't there in Bollywood and in India even now. It was all studio recordings and often using large orchestras, and it was not really a performance art form. It was a playback, as they call it. Playback. It was all about playback singers. There was no, even if you watch old footage of live performances by people like Ruffy and Lata, they pretty much just go on stage and perform as they would in the studio, you know, with a music stand. And it's not really, live performance has never been part of the deal. So people just, I guess, the whole remix thing has been big for a while, and some of it's really good, some of it's not that good. But we just thought, I guess, that's the first thing Andy thought. He's like, well, why isn't anyone playing this live? And what's stopping us from doing it?
So you're listening to If Music Could Talk on WRIR LP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio. And we've been speaking with Shorov, a.k.a. The Tiger, from the group The Bombay Royale out of Melbourne, Australia. And we've been talking about his their new album, You, Me, Bullets, Love. And hearing some Bollywood originals interspersed with tracks from their new album, The Bombay Royale, from that album, You, Me, Bullets, Love. And we're going to continue the interview in just a little bit. Since we're talking just now, Shorov and I, about the instrumental style and how they're one of the first bands to actually do this kind of in a concert setting as a band. It's a throwback in some ways to sort of the style of the group Ted Lyons and His Cubs, which were a group that were seen on screen in a lot of these 60s Bollywood films. For instance, the song John Pehichanho, the guy with the crazy mask, masquerade kind of masks that they're all wearing. That's Ted Lyons and His Cubs. And they popped up in many, many different films. So I posted on WRIR.org under If Music Could Talk, I posted a link to a blog tribute to Ted Lyons and His Cubs on the blog Mem Sab Story. And you can check that out. It's a great blog. Check that out and read a little bit about Ted Lyons and His Cubs. So this is kind of the style of band that the Bombay Royale are sort of channeling in some ways. But as you also have heard, they are doing predominantly, they're all originals on this album, You, Me, Bullets, Love. So that's pretty cool. And although I suggested that they were the first band to ever do this, there's been some other bands that have dabbled in this kind of style, but I think the Bombay Royale is the closest to a full onslaught of 60s Bollywood reincarnation that I've seen yet. There's other groups. Of course, Bali Sagu is a DJ who has remixed. He's probably one of the most famous remixers of these old Bollywood tunes. But then there's a group that I should mention that does more of a soul reggae version of a lot of these Bollywood songs called Bowtown. So they definitely deserve a mention, but it's really cool what Bombay Royale are doing. Interesting conversation, so I hope you're enjoying it. This is If Music Could Talk, and you're listening to WIR LP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio. Don't go anywhere. Here is the Bombay Royale from their new album, a song called Sote Sote Adi Rat. ¶¶
It's interesting you say that. I never really thought of it that way. There is so much remixing of that old Hindi music, film music, Bollywood music. But as far as those live groups, and I can only think of, you know, a few scenes and maybe even one group that appeared consistently in a lot of those 60s films. I think it was that same group that did the John Pehichanho scene. I forget it. There's
Ted Lyons and his Cubs.
That particular band, actually, they always have their name on the drum, like the kick drum head, and I can't remember right now who it was.
Yeah, I can't remember either, but I know what you mean. It's, the Beatles style. They have their name there.
Yeah.
Might even be a take on the Beatles, their name, but I can't remember.
Yeah. And we just recently lost two real huge icons from that era. First, Shami Kapoor.
It was Shami, yeah. Shami.
And
Shami passed away, yeah.
Yeah, and then Dev Anand just this past year, too.
That's right, yes. So for me, you know, personally, Shami's one of my favorites. I love, and he would often team up with Rafi. So a lot of my favorite songs from that era are, you know, songs from movies like Jungli and Janwar and some of the iconic Shami Kapoor songs that were actually sung by Rafi and sort of brought to life by Shami. I love that stuff.
How much thought went into when you were in the studio trying to capture that vintage sound?
Production-wise, for sure. So Tristan Ludirk, who works at Hope Street Recordings, has really, I think, done an excellent job, a fantastic job in production. And a lot of it is in production to get that vintage sound. And just really capturing that. When we play, I think we have to walk a bit of a balance as well. So we're not recreating so much as being inspired by and then, you know, and playing things in our own way as well. So we don't consciously try to copy anything, but certainly in compositions and when, you know, when I'm writing or when Andy's writing, we're so influenced by the aesthetic of it that and the feel of it that that does come across in what we write. But when we get onto stage and play, a lot of the time we're pretty rock and roll, you know. So the actual sound you get is often quite different from the original. I mean, the originals often didn't have a drum or a bass, and they were, you know, percussion-wise very different and very different arrangements, and like I said, big string sections often, you know. So the whole sound is actually a bit of a different animal. So and the recordings were, you know, so different and much lower fidelity, etc., etc. So a lot of the stuff we do is, I think the sound is updated. It's a 21st century sound as well. So we don't actually go out there and try to recreate the scratchy old sound.
Yeah.
But we do try and take, I guess, I just like some of the simplicity and the energy in those old recordings. We try and bring that out. And the way we write, definitely we're kind of living in that space.
How many of the songs on this album, You, Me, Bullets, Love, were originals?
So there's only two covers on the album, Carl. So we wrote all of the other stuff.
Yeah.
It's basically an original album. So the covers are in there. Well, firstly, because we you know, John Pichano, we love the song so much, we couldn't not put it on there.
Yeah.
But essentially, we play very few covers now. We play a couple just to sort of provide a bit of context, and we play kind of the super hits, if you like.
Yeah.
The really great, you know, really good songs. But we're really excited about the sort of the writing that we're doing. We're really churning out a lot of material now. And all of it's completely original. So most of that album, the whole B-side and most of the A-side, is all originals. A lot of it's not even written in Hindi. It's written in Bengali because my background is from that part of India, so I'm more comfortable writing in that language. Probably, if you're not familiar with the language, it may not be obvious, but it's actually, so it's stylistically and so on. It is a little bit different, and it's going in directions which do diverge a little bit from the inspiration, which is the vintage Bollywood. But that's part of the excitement. Obviously, we want to we see ourselves, you know, hopefully we're creating something new as well. Like we're not just it's not just a homage or whatever. It's actually, it started there, but it's now going in other directions.
That's something I think that's really important about when people lump Bollywood into one genre. A lot of times people don't realize how diverse Indian cinema is. And then you're creating kind of your own kind of mythology here with these characters. And a lot of the songs here kind of suggest a story or a plot, but it's interesting what you're doing.
We didn't sit down to write a soundtrack, but we love the cinematic feel of the music. You know, by cinematic, what I mean is the scope of it. So we're not shy about sort of, you know, grand gestures. But also a lot of this stuff, yeah, as you say, in different strands of Indian cinema, there's different traditions and different use of music. So a lot of the art films had really beautiful melody-driven stuff that drew a lot on classical music, like ghazals and things like that. So they have some great music.
Yeah.
But then the more popular films were the ones that drew in a lot of the Western influences. And so, you know, the R.D. Burman stuff, for example, and Kalyanji, Anandji, and so on. And, yeah, what we like is that it's almost a bit of a license to not be conventional. When you think in those cinematic terms, I mean, often the music will change quite abruptly because that's what the action on screen, you know, requires. So there have been times when you sit down and look at the actual arrangements of some of the stuff that was written back then, musicians are often quite baffled by the compositional choices that were being made. Like, why would you put, you know, a section that's, you know, Latin inspired right next to a, you know, this kind of, you know, surf beat, or, you know, this really driving funk line, like, you know, it sort of defies convention, and that's the beauty of it. So we've kind of taken the license to do the same thing with what we write as well. We're not shy about anything on this record, really. We want it to be a little bit over the top. That's the whole point of it.
The music being so geared towards the scene, it gives you that space to sort of do an abrupt stop and then a total change of mood mid-song. You're doing that quite a bit throughout this album, I guess. Has there been any plans to do like elaborate Bollywood-style videos for any of these songs?
Well, yeah, absolutely. Well, we've got one music video out. So the title track has a music video out to it. Yumi Bullet's Love. You can see that one up. It's up on YouTube and on our website. You know, so far that's the only one we've had time to actually properly film. But we'd love to, we would really love to take it further. It is very much, there are already many ideas that we would have for how to put some visuals to what we're doing. And we do sort of think in those terms. We've got backstory and storylines galore for what we do. So it's just more a matter of, you know, finding the money and the time to do that.
Yeah.
We'd love to. And I think maybe even for the next album, we might actually make it, you know, more of a soundtrack and really structure it even more that way. That's something that we sort of subconsciously did this time, but it'd be nice to actually make a soundtrack. Whether the movie gets made or not, a different thing.
Yeah, which came first, the soundtrack or the film, right?
Yeah, well, I think in our case, the soundtrack. That's right.
For you know, talking with me, and I'd like to know how the reaction has been since May, early May when this was released. Have you gotten any worldwide publicity? Any publicity from Indian film papers? That would be interesting if you were getting a reaction from people in India. But how is the reaction worldwide?
Reaction's been really great. It's. We've been very happy to hear a lot of positive stuff from all over the place. We've actually had locally we released in Australia and New Zealand first. We're doing a tour around this part of the world to promote the album, and we've just done sellout shows here locally, and people have really responded really well. We've sold a lot of CDs.
Oh, that's great.
Selling a lot of downloads. And then the next thing, I guess, which made us really happy was it actually did really, it's been doing really well over there in the States. We kind of hit the iTunes charts in the world section and went to number one for a while. So it's way kind of went bang there. We're getting a lot of airplay at stations like your own station over there. So all over the place. And we've started seeing a lot of interest from other parts of North America, so Canada and even Mexico. We're just getting a lot of chatter about the album and so on. So it's doing really well. We've been really happy. We've done a whole bunch of interviews. We did one with PRI on BBC, PRI's World Program, which got us publicity, and then just sort of regular spots like this one with yourself, Carl. So it's been really good. We're getting a lot of interest from the States, especially. The question about India is interesting. We've had a couple of little write-ups in the press over there, but I don't think I think we are sort of, concentrating our publicity on one territory at once, just because of we can't afford to sort of hire the people to publicize everywhere at once. So I think India would be the next one of the next big markets that we'd love to introduce ourselves into. But it would be a very different. I think it's actually a different. It's a different game over there as well. Like, I think people would respond differently. And I see that as well with the Indians. There's a very different response to Indians because they come to this stuff with a lot of expectations. And they almost, a lot of them really just want to hear the covers as well. So you often have to break through a little bit of a barrier because they're quite surprised to hear us doing all this new stuff and original stuff. So
yeah.
Sometimes they're just like, oh, just play the, you know, just play the classics. I'm just here to listen to the classics. So you get a portion of the Indian crowd and market who are really into it, and then you get some of the others who are perhaps think that it's not what we should be doing, you know. So
yeah,
that'll be a very interesting one to be part of. But we've got a Indian Film Festival happening over here, which has a lot of the big Bollywood stars down here next week, and we'll be meeting and directors and so on. So we'll actually be meeting some of the big names from the industry, hopefully at that in a couple of weeks. So maybe that'll be a bit of a springboard for us to be introduced, you know, into India.
Oh, that's really exciting. So many different audiences and such a, you know, an international buzz that's been happening for decades building up now. But you guys, I think this is perfect timing for this album, and I'm really excited. And, you know, I wish you a lot of luck with reaching all of those different audiences with this music. It's also cool that you released it on LP. I love the fact that you released it on vinyl. Puts it over the top for me.
Nothing beats you know, the artwork and everything, just that feeling of pulling out the vinyl record. We're big fans.
Well, thank you so much again, Shurov, and you know, please send my regards to the whole band. And you know, if you guys are even considering coming over to the States, please let me know. I will tell everyone I can, and I'd love to come to one of your shows.
Thank you, Carl. It's been a pleasure. Thank you very much. And yes, we do want to get over to the States. We'll hopefully, you know, fingers crossed, probably 2013. We're working on it. So we will definitely be in touch. But thank you very much for talking to me today. Thanks a lot. We'll be right back.
Yeah, that was the Bombay Royale with Dacoit's Choice from their brand new album, came out last month, You, Me, Bullets, Love. And that's on Hope Street Records. And thanks for listening to that interview. And thanks, big thanks to Shorav Bhattacharya and the whole group for sending the music, and to Shorav especially for speaking with me for that interview. Great, great interview. So, why don't we continue the music? We'll continue our little tribute to classic 60s Bollywood for maybe the next 20, 30 minutes. We got about half an hour left here in the program. And I'll throw in a few other things in there, too, just to keep it diverse, because I always want to be diverse and keep it interesting for you, the listeners. Thanks for tuning in, though. Thanks, and I hope you're having a wonderful Sunday evening. Also want to say, since I'm thanking people, want to thank Andrew, Mr. Felty, for filling in for me last week. Did an amazing set here on If Music Could Talk, and Mr. Felty is one half of the Midnight Solstice program that airs on Friday nights, I believe. Still on Friday nights, and that's Mr. Felty and DJ Perry, and they do an incredible soul show every Friday here on WRAR. So thanks to Mr. Felty for filling in, and let's continue the music here. I'm also going to tell you something. I'm going to read a PSA for you. So I want to tell you that the Virginia Commonwealth University Department of Emergency Medicine is currently holding public meetings to share results from an NIH-sponsored seizure study. Findings will improve emergency care of seizures. For more information, visit vcuhealth.org/rampart. That's VCU Medical Center. Every day, a new discovery. And you're listening to WRAR LP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio.
feel happy inside. It's such a feeling that my love. Such a feeling that my love.
तुमसे है दिल को प्यार, तुमसे है दिल को प्यार, देखो अब तो किसको नहीं है खबर, देखो अब तो किसको नहीं है खबर, तुमसे है दिल को प्यार, तुमसे है दिल को प्यार। दम भर के हम दम मिल जाते हैं अक्सर, और झूठी कसमें भी खाते हैं, पर कहां जो कहे तुमसे। दम भर के हम दम मिल जाते हैं अक्सर, और झूठी कसमें भी खाते हैं, पर कहां जो कहे तुमसे। तुमसे है दिल को प्यार, तुमसे है दिल को प्यार, देखो अब तो किसको नहीं है खबर, देखो अब तो किसको नहीं है खबर। तुमसे है दिल को प्यार, तुमसे है दिल को प्यार। Thank you.
कुछ भी है
That's Aaj Najawan Hai Sub Kuch Yahan from Apraad, a film from 1972. That's the work of Kalyanji Ananji, singer Asha Bhosle. So that's a great soundtrack and also was sampled, by the way, if you didn't know. You probably did, though. You probably recognized that that was sampled by the Black Eyed Peas for one of their songs. So let's see. It's 8:48. We got 10 minutes left, 12 minutes, something like that. So let's keep the jams coming. I'm going to play you one little thing here about veering for deer.
Deer are marvelous animals, but not when they jump in front of your vehicle. You can't do much about the deer, but you can take action to reduce your chances of hitting one. Deer are most active at dusk and dawn, so go slower at those times and be alert, especially where deer crossing signs are posted. Always wear your seatbelt. And should a deer jump in front of you, don't swerve and risk losing control of your vehicle. Don't veer for deer. This message brought to you by the Iowa Department of Public Safety.
It's pretty easy to remember when it rhymes. It's nice. Don't veer for deer. And let's see. We're going to play, if you hadn't heard of them, you probably should have, because they're legends of the punk rock world fusion international weirdo movement. The legends of that genre, the Sun City Girls, and also former members of the Sun City Girls went on to form the record label Sublime Frequencies. They happened to do a cover of one of my favorite R.D. Burman tracks, Dunya Main Logon Ko, from the film Apna Desh, and I found it on YouTube, so we're going to play that. Here's the Sun City Girls doing a Bollywood track.
Shamnami, go go go, sabo do sabi do jata hai. Kanami, daze na, pasa do sabi do jata hai. Kola si, sole bo, dara la si do do jata hai. Akuhi, akumi. Thank you.
me. Go, go, go. Casa no sabe deixar da ré. Você me faz na persona de deixar da ré.
It's almost about time for Stunted Development, and stay tuned for that at 9 o'clock. And Bill has notified me that there's a very big full moon out there, which is pretty awesome. It should light your way if you're traveling, or if you're just in the backyard. Gives you a different view of the world when the moon is so bright. So enjoy, and leave you with a couple short excerpts from one new song by Kiari Pamyu Pamyu, song called Candy Candy, and then we'll finish with a little bit of Jumper from Capsule. Thanks.
sweet.